Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Crockett, and this weekend, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., the Home Builders Association Everything Home Show is going on. And joining me now, host from Stonehouse Revival on DIY Network, Jeff Devlins. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
So you are going to be at the Mohegan Sun Pocono this weekend for the home show. Now your star of the show, Stonehouse Revival. Can you tell us a little bit about your show, Stonehouse Revival?
I can, but first of all, let's start back where you said star of the show. I'm all excited about that. There's many great people behind the scenes that never get the credit. So I'd like to, when posed with that question, there's like 20 people you never get to see that make the show possible. And the show is basically all about renovating old homes. We are specific to old stone homes, but we try to put that character and that historic quality back in these old homes. A little love, a little zhuzhing, and a little bit of sweat.
It's funny because you said that it's a much bigger task. It's almost like a bigger challenge from what you seem like you used to do.
So, I mean, in television, it's funny because I've done many different shows. At the end of the day, I've been a carpenter for over 20 years, and this is what I do with or without cameras. I work on old homes, and I don't think people understand the amount of time, the amount of budget that you have to put into some of this stuff is somewhat, it isn't always economical. But I do believe that it's worth it for those people to be owners of these old homes. I think we have to make sure that they are kept to a certain standard, not watching them crumble. It's like a history book, but it's live history.
I'm glad you brought up history because when you're in town, when you come down, you're going to see a lot of old historical houses. And I feel like you need to kind of be a history buff to really appreciate the renovations.
That's how history became important to me because I was a carpenter first, and then I started seeing some of these historic details. And then you're like, how did they do that? And then all of a sudden you start to play with the woodworking tools and you go back a little bit. And then the history really, truly does come alive. And you're like, wait, who stayed in that building? What happened in that building? You know, and then being as close to Philly as we all are, knowing the amount of battles, the struggles, and kind of going back, it really, I hate to say, as a 14, 15-year-old kid, I could care less about history. But as a 44-year-old adult, I can't get enough of it.
And, I feel like a lot of people in this area, I would hate to see people knock their houses down or just destroy rooms when they could save their history. And you, I have to imagine, if they come and see you this weekend, you'll be able to kind of guide them not to ruin history.
Yeah, and that's the one thing. I'm like, we can't, if you want to read from a history book and figure out all the old architecture, that's one thing. But to actually live it and see it, I think it's so crucial. It's, you know, to get where you're going, you got to know where you've been. And I think our history is so important to us, knowing how people live. And we do get a little sidetracked nowadays because I listen to my 15-year-old daughter complain when she doesn't have Wi-Fi. no joke. But I do believe that appreciating where we came from is so important to making sure that we save these structures.
So I'll
tell people this, is bring all of your plans, bring pictures. I don't care if you have an old house, new house, whatever, things that you're struggling with, bring them to the home show. I'll talk it out with you. I'm there both Saturday and Sunday, and let's solve some of your problems. And not just me, but many of the other vendors. I mean, you guys have stuff from solar panel installation, general contractors, banks to help you find the financing. There's everything you need to actually succeed with your remodel.
And that's what I was going to ask. I was going to say, can they bring a picture? Can they bring their cell phones? Can they actually bring things to you? I've seen you work on a lot of things, so you're really hands-on.
So the cool thing, I love home shows because not only do I get to go around the area to see what other contractors have to offer, but if you come to one of my presentations, you'll actually have the resources to walk around the home show with some information to make sure you're asking the appropriate questions. Because it's one thing, you're going to these home shows to be inspired, to see something that is going to maybe push you in your remodel or help you with this. So come to the actual presentations, have the knowledge to be able to walk around, and not just walk around and grab some food and then go home. Make sure that it makes sense to you.
And I know the word renovation, it sounds scary. It sounds like a big to-do. But I think people miss out on the idea of if you just go step by step, you really can make big improvements.
Oh, it's all planning. I mean, no, everybody, if I was to tell you today, here's a free vacation, and you would have the time of your life planning that vacation. Oh, we're going to go here, we're going to go there. For whatever reasons, when people get into renovating, they just sort of are like, all right, well, let's rip it out today and we'll figure it out tomorrow. Then you get into this mentality where, yes, it is a horrible experience. Or if you didn't vet your contractor correctly and it's not the right fit or it's not this, then it is a horrible experience. But it definitely doesn't have to be.
So you can, if you're looking to redo your house, if you're looking to redo a room, they could come to you and you can kind of tell them like, all right, maybe not knock the house down, but let's take it step by step. You can kind of guide them a little bit.
Yes. I mean, like anything, I live in a 250-year-old house, and I didn't get it done in 2 days. It's a 10-year process for me. I've set a plan, a long-term goal, if you will, to say I'm going to tackle this room, this room, this room. And then I'm also living my life in between and doing work. So unless you're one of those people that have a bucket of money at your disposal at all times, you have to plan. And you have to be smart with your budget.
And with your budget, and I'm glad you brought that up, where do you source your materials from? Because like you said, not everybody has a bucket of money. Where can you say a lot of stuff comes from?
I like to stay local. And the reason why I like to stay local is because you see a lot of these lumber yards closing down. And you see a lot of the hardware stores closing down. And those are the people that show up every single day. It's the same people. I want to be able to pick up the phone and say, hey, do you guys have this in? And they know who I am, what I am. I call it the Cheers effect or Norm. You know, like you walk into the place, they're like, Norm, or they say, Jeff. So you're connected with the area. You know what's going on. Things are specific. Reclaimed, it makes sense to stay local as well. You know, if I have to go across the country to find reclaimed wood, that doesn't make any sense because that barn is from, you know, not my area, so it doesn't have the same details that I want that are from this area.
And that's a great point because, you know, when you get, let's say, barn wood from an old church in this area, that's a great talking piece. You can even show people where you got it from.
There's nothing like walking into your house and you have somebody visiting you and you say, dude, check this out. I got this barn wood from here and the history is this. The excitement that you have will invariably go on to your house guest and they'll be like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then the next thing you know, they're inspired and they're looking to do things similar to you in their house. It's like a cyclical process and I absolutely love it.
You know, I've watched a lot of your videos and you even mentioned like you can go to a hardware store and just buy legs for a table and you could just take a slab of old church wood and make a bench out of it. There's so many cool ideas and I'm sure you're going to have those ideas with you this weekend.
I will have a bucket of ideas with me. And again, if you guys are struggling, anybody who is coming, if you're struggling with like, hey, I want to build a farm table, and I will talk to you from a homeowner standpoint of view, not from a trim carpenter who's been doing it for over 20 years. I know what it's like on the weekend to want to accomplish a task and it be done and not feel like at 44, the worst thing I feel is like I don't want my ego shot at relentlessly and not be able to do something. So what I'm going to tell you that, you know, what advice I'll give you is something that I guarantee you'll be able to handle. You will be able to build a table. You will be able to put some tile in your bathroom. I'll give you all the steps. And it'll be one-on-one time, too. I'm there the whole time. So grab me if I'm walking around, because I'll be walking around other than presentations. I want to meet the contractors. I want to meet the vendors at the home show. That's the fun.
And before I let you go, you said a big tip that a lot of people don't think about is just keeping your house clean. I thought that was a great tip.
Yeah, I mean, everybody is like, I don't like this or I don't like that. But like anything, cleaning can be a daunting task. And I think sometimes we fall behind. Maybe there's a little more dust here. Maybe there's a little more dust here. And by clean, it's not always, you know, that saying a house has to be clean enough to be healthy, but dirty enough to be happy. And I'm talking about like making sure your walls are clean as far as a nice crisp paint color on the wall, something that has that refreshing vibe. So that every day you're not going in there being like, oh, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this. That's mind-numbing, not fun.
So we can see you this weekend at the home show. You're going to be at the Mohegan Sun Pocono. You can visit the website, hbanepa.org. Do you have anything you want to plug?
I would love it if as many people could come out, bring your questions, bring your plans, bring your pictures. Watch the show when it's on. The more people watch my show, the more likelihood that my kids will get to go to college.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining the show. We will see you this weekend.
My pleasure.
Have
see
a good
you guys
one.
Soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.